It's common to want to feel a sense of belonging. And when we belong, we are accepted as a member of the group. A sense of belonging is a normal basic need, just like our need for food and shelter and water. When you feel like you belong, you feel like your life has meaning. You feel like there's more fulfillment for you. And you handle your emotions more effectively. Sometimes, though, we can lose our sense of belonging. So today we'll talk about how practicing kindness can help you restore a sense of belonging. Hi, if we've never met before, I'm Diane LaFoon, and I'm here with your Joy Tip of the Week. I help stressed out women make minor improvements in their lives so they feel less anxious, more fulfilled, and so that they're better able to choose joy every day. So when we lose our sense of belonging, it can be for a variety of reasons. You know, what we're going through with the pandemic, or have gone through, hopefully this is over soon, has really disrupted our sense of belonging in a lot of ways because we've been so isolated. There's also traumatic events that could influence a person's self-esteem and their self-acceptance. And trauma often leaves survivors feeling out of sync with the rest of the world. They feel lonely, overwhelmed, anxious, in turmoil, and emotional pain that creates a sense that they are different from everyone else. As individuals, we are social beings. We are created this way. Our relationship quality is affected by our mental, physical, and emotional health. And there's a researcher and author, Brené Brown. She explains it this way. She says, a deep sense of love and belonging is an irreducible need of men, women, and children. We are biologically, cognitively, physically, and spiritually wired to love and be loved and to belong. And I believe that's true. And one way to help kind of regain that sense of belonging is through kindness. Kindness releases that feel-good hormone, and it makes you feel happier, it improves your mood, and it's just a great remedy when you've lost that sense of belonging. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is found in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. In fact, I have a sign of it in my entryway as I come into the house. And it says, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" To do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. Now, some translations change that and say more to act justly, which is do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. But what is mercy other than kindness and compassion, right? So here are some ways to regain your sense of belonging by showing kindness. First, you can contribute to the lives of others by offering to listen and to be a sounding board for them. This not only brings them joy, but it will give you a feeling of connectedness. Have compassion for others who are different from you. Spend time helping others who might be less fortunate. They might have different likes or different needs than you. Just because they're different doesn't mean they're wrong. You can still reach out to them. Let go of judgments that build walls and instead focus on people by connecting with them. No one is perfect. We all have struggles. Be kind in your words and in your way of thinking. Use words that offer strength and compassion and acceptance and caring. Begin building healthy relationships with others by using kindness. Healthy relationships are important to our sense of well-being. So turn toward your family for support during tough times. Turn towards your community during those times as well. Give and receive compliments with kindness. Give freely of compliments. Notice people. Notice if they've got a new outfit or a new hairdo or doing something differently. Compliment them. Be compassionate of others who are suffering. If you run into somebody who's having a bad day and may not be the kindest person in the world, be compassionate and kind to them because you don't know what their story is. Begin doing things that bring you joy. Volunteer for a local organization. Give your time to a church or a local club that might need help. And be kind to yourself instead of always putting yourself down. Take a compliment for what it truly is, an act of genuine caring and kindness. So take compliments as well as giving them. And then again, join groups or clubs that are interesting to you, where you can participate in discussions and be kind to those who are members there as well. Finally, I encourage you to seek God's help. Every day, wake up and pray and ask Him to help you be a blessing to someone else today. because when you bless others, you will be blessed in turn. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear what are some of the ways that you show kindness to others. Tell me right here. I'd love to hear all about it. We all want to feel like we have a sense of belonging. When our sense of belonging becomes affected and destroyed by trauma or other factors like this pandemic, we need to find a way to regain it. So kindness, both to yourself and to others, is one of the easiest ways to begin gaining that sense of belonging back. Thanks for watching this Joy Tip of the Week. I'll see you next Tuesday, and remember to seek faith, give love, find hope, and choose joy.